Fine. I'm going to begin the meeting now. We have two items before us. Both have been discussed thoroughly by the Wastewater Committee and the Water Committee. The first has to do with the new water treatment plant. Chris, can you give us a very quick overview of that?
Yeah, I don't. Ryan, are you there, Ryan? Ryan might be the best one to really go over that.
Yeah, I am here. So, let me go for the brief version of the Cliff Notes.
That's right.
So we went out to bid to find a contractor to help us with the water treatment plant. We're doing this a little differently than we have in the past. It's a slightly different contract style where we get the contractor on board before the plans are ready so they can help value engineer and it expedites the process. The main benefit of doing this style of contracting is the timeline that we need to meet for the water treatment plant and our grant. We received two bids from excellent contractors, or sorry, it's qualifications based. We received two proposals from qualified qu contractors. Both contractors were great. They gave us a very competitive proposal. It was a very hard choice. The selection committee wasn't unanimous. We met with the water committee on Monday, and we're recommending the board award the project to COP Construction, the same people who are working on our wastewater treatment plant and doing a great job so far.
Are there any questions from the board or anyone else?
Hey, Ryan,
Well,
where's this plant going? Is this the one that's going to be on Stewart Road?
yes.
And when would the start date be?
They're planning to start construction in July.
Okay.
And we've been told that Sundance will have that. They're using that area to stage for their buildings, but we've been told that it'll be ready to start in July.
Yeah, they should have a lot of that material out of there.
Yeah, it'll be gone.
Is that where the sand storage used to be, right there?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Was the yeah one what was there prices or estimated bids on those two, and what was the difference?
The different there were pricing. It's just preliminary pricing because the plans aren't done.
Right.
So we're at about 30%. The pricing was about 2% different between the two. So for all intents and purposes, they were the same price.
Okay.
We happened to choose one of the reasons we chose the particular vendor we did is that they already have equipment up here, and we think that they're a little better ready to stage and get it done without needing to take up too much space.
Yeah, hopefully save some money on the mobilization side.
That's right. Any more questions? If not, I'll ask for a motion to accept the proposal.
I so move.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. I can't understand what somebody said.
Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne, what did Dwayne say?
I'm just unmuted so I can vote yes when the time comes. Sorry.
I'm sorry, what did he say?
He said he'd like to vote yes.
Oh, all right. I'm going to just call for a vote now. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 It's unanimous. So let's go on to the second item. Chris, do
Okay,
you want to?
the next is on the agenda is a potential approval of the water connection legal agreements for Stewart Road. So, Chris, and we also have our attorney Nathan Brocken with us as well, and Ryan.
Yeah. So, Chris, do you want to lead
Yeah,
off?
I can. So, what we're doing on that one is we have a leak on an old line that's running through a couple parcels. We also have a new high pressure line in that area, and so with the meter cans to these parcels already there, what we're planning to do is instead of going in and fixing this water line that could have issues in the future, is offer an incentive to the homeowners to connect to the new line, and that way we can abandon the old water line going through that area.
It only affects two people, two homeowners.
Two
Two
parcels.
homeowners.
Two homeowners.
Okay.
I'd like to speak to this for just a moment. When we put in the upper water tank on the Stewart side, we put in a special line for one of these houses because at the time they were pumping out of our pipe, which was a real problem for a number of reasons, but they never completely hooked up, though we provided a line from our pump station up to their house. So it really all they have to do is knock through their basement and put it in. It's a relatively simple job. The other they had just my understanding is they had just redone their driveway and they didn't want to have it all torn up. And so we left it, but I didn't realize the other house had not hooked in. And so it's a piece of pipe that is a problematic leak source. And I think it's wise to get this done. It should have been done when we put the tank in.
What's the distance on the fix or the install? Do you have a distance and cost?
The
I
one,
did get
oh, go ahead, Chris.
some cost estimates, but basically, what we're anticipating is we'll have them hire a contractor to do that work because it's going to ultimately be their service line, and
Yeah.
then we will pay a portion of that, 50% up to 7,000 on the one home and 50% up to 2,000 on the other home.
So possible 9,000 of
Yes. And we did, just to keep everything equal, we did get estimates on all this. And if we had a contractor come in and fix the leak that we currently have, it's one contractor said 10, one said 12. So anywhere from 10 to 12,000 to fix the leak. So if we do it this direction, it's relatively close to the same cost, but we eliminate that line for future leaks in the future.
Yeah. What are
I have a question for Nathan. Does this set up any kind of a precedent in dealing with other customers
In what way?
that we pay 50% of the cost?
So the cost that Chris is what we would spend anyway. And so we discussed that. And so the cap is what we have determined would be our share of this anyway. And so the idea here is we're basically saying, listen, guys, we'll pay up to what we would have to spend on this if we were to fix it and keep it aligned. And so the precedent we're trying to set is we're not going to pay more than it would otherwise require us to fix it if we were to fix our own main.
Okay.
But so that's the point. If someone else comes back and they say, hey, I have a lateral and it broke and I want you to contribute to it, we say, no, it's your lateral. But you know, we could be setting a precedent if another main line breaks. But if it's a main line and it's our stuff, we have to fix it. And so the idea here is to cap it at what we would otherwise spend based on the estimates Chris got, and to, you know, hopefully incentivize them to do this in another way. Because the concern here is if we fix it, we could go in and fix it, But if we do it, this is an old line that's likely to break again, and it's going to cost us more money and be more disruption to them over time as well.
It's also located where it could wash out the lower house. It's not a good old line.
Okay. Well,
The clients has this been proposed to the clients?
they are both made aware and have been talked to. I have not given the documents yet until
So we don't know how they're leaning one way or the other, huh?
just verbally, they both are leaning towards moving forward with this, but they did want to see, the official
Yeah.
documents.
So I think the motion would be to authorize the staff, subject to the oversight of the chair, to negotiate agreements that are consistent with the drafts that you have. And then I think, Chris, if probably have to bring it back for the board to approve the final ones, because I imagine they're going to look at it and take them a little bit to look at it, right?
Yeah.
Or it could be if they're willing to accept it as drafted, we can just approve it as is.
I think I'd prefer doing it that way if we can do that. So what's the preference of the board?
Sorry, what were the options?
So my suggestion would be you do a motion to approve the agreements and authorize Dr. Mint to execute them if the property owners approve them as drafted, and in the alternative, to authorize staff and Dr. Mint to negotiate any changes that they may request and then bring those back to the board to approve, if such changes are substantive. So if they say, hey, you've got our address wrong, or I want to change make some minor non-substantive changes, it could still be approved.
What constitutes substantive?
So if they say, hey, I want you to pay for all of it, or I want a different contribution
For
amount,
inherent purposes.
or I want to strike out the governmental immunity provision. But if it's like, hey, I'd rather have this notice go to somewhere else, or I'd rather have, minor wording changes that don't change the concepts that you're approving, particularly the dollar amounts and our liability and that sort of thing. Like if we have their name spelled wrong. Well, what I'm trying to get at is if there's some minor change, we don't have to bring it back.
I prefer that.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Okay. Are we ready to vote on Nathan's proposal? Well, that's certainly a resounding yes.
Well, we could raise our hand, but somehow we couldn't see everybody.
Okay, well, so will somebody give me a motion to that effect?
I'll motion to let's move forward with this and put forth the proposal to them, see if they accept it, that we'll pay the 50% or up to 50%
Yeah.
with the limit that Chris pointed out.
All right. Is there a second for that?
I'll
I'll
second
second.
it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. It's unanimous. I think we're done. There anything else anybody needs to bring up?
We did skip by the public comments, Stuart. So I don't know if you want to leave a little room for that to see if there's any public
Hello.
comments.
Well, that's.
I don't think we have to have public comments, do we?
Well, I had it on the agenda, but there was
Oh,
one
okay.
person in the.
We got to do it. I'm sorry, I didn't notice it on the agenda. Were there any public comments?
I'd just like to make a comment. My name is Sullivan Love, and I represent MGC Contractors, the other contractor who submitted on your proposal. I appreciate you guys inviting us to submit for the proposal, and we look forward maybe to helping you in the future with other projects that might arise.
Thank you. My understanding is that your proposal was a very good one, and we certainly will keep you in mind.
Thank you very much. We feel like we're a good contractor, obviously, but CLP is a good contractor as well.
Well, we understand we can't lose, and thank you for your time and your effort, and I'm sure, given all the stuff we do, we're going to need you sometime.
Perfect. We'll be more than happy to assist you in any way that we can.
Thank you.
All right,
Okay.
Stuart, that's the end of the agenda.
All right. I'm going to close this meeting. Thank you all for coming.
Hey, Mitchell.
Do we need to make a motion to close the
And
meeting?
do you need to make a motion to close the
Oh yeah, we do. I'm sorry.
meeting? Make that motion if you're accepting one, Stuart.
Okay. All in favor?
Hi.
Can we get a second?
Bye.
Do we need a
Yes.
second?
I'm sure we got one. I thought I heard one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
Okay.
did. Me too.
Okay.
Hey,
Okay, I'll go ahead and
Mr.
put the
Yeah.
Dwayne motion to end the meeting at 1:15, and then sorry, Keith, did you say you seconded the motion?
Gary seconded.
Gary did.
Gary.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Very good.
Anyone oppose? We good?
All right.
Okay. Hey,
Thank
Mitchell, do you
you.
still need
Thank
signatures?
you, Dwayne, so much for making it. Appreciate you.
Are you going?
I had